Sunny and a high near 85 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 81 in Beaver County, 78 in Butler, 77 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 77 at WRCT.
Purple Mountain Road that I can't miss. Have we all had enough? Have we all had too much? Lost in a dream. Please step down from your bully machine. Can we all back it up? Can we all give it up?
Music from Red Hot Chili Peppers on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. Bert Camford going to take us to news time.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber. FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. At least 21 people have been killed in a Russian military bombardment on the Ukrainian Black Sea port of Odessa. A holiday resort and a block of flats were targeted. The Ukrainian government called it a terrorist act by the Russians. It came on the 100th day of Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. Robert Fox is defense editor of the London Evening Standard.
We're in a very difficult place because the fighting is very intense and very hard. For these last scraps of the Luhansk district oblast of Donbass, for once the Russians feel that they've got a good story to tell about achievements on the battlefield. And I think we'll be assessing where we are in 100 days' time from now.
U.S. President Joe Biden, back at the White House after a week of summitry in Europe, has placed an immediate focus on the battle to protect abortion rights in America after last Friday's Supreme Court ruling that struck down Roe v. Wade. He's been under pressure from Democrats in the intervening days, many of whom faulted the White House response. Addressing a group of governors from Democrat states today, he called for abortion rights supporters to back the party's candidates this November.
We either elect federal senators and representatives who will codify Roe, or Republicans who will elect the House and Senate who will try to ban abortions nationwide. The reasoning of this decision has an impact to the right to privacy more generally. Terrible, extreme decision, in my view, upending lives and impacting on the health and safety of millions of women.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has officially asked to appeal against the UK government's decision to extradite him to the US. He made that move at the High Court in London. From FSN's London Bureau, Giles Gibson reports.
Julian Assange has been fighting against extradition to the US since 2019, and now the High Court has confirmed it's received his request for an appeal. He's facing 18 charges from the US Justice Department, including alleged espionage offences. The charges relate to WikiLeaks releasing a trove of diplomatic cables and classified documents about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan in 2010.
The suspected driver of a truck in which the bodies of 53 undocumented migrants were found in Texas earlier this week was reportedly high on meth at the time of his arrest. From FSN's Bureau in Austin, Tony Waterman reports.
Officials say 45-year-old Homero Zamorano Jr. was found hiding in the brush near the abandoned tractor trailer, trying to pass himself off as one of the migrants as first responders pulled dozens of lifeless bodies from the truck. Zamorano could face the death penalty if convicted. Three other men have also been charged in connection with the tragedy.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Marvin Gaye getting us started at the 1 o'clock hour, 106, much more music time. Jay Thurber playing the hits that give you fits in the burger pits, putting the move in your groove, dance in your pants, a little bit of rock and roll in your soul. It's the top-down sound, heard the whole burg round. Radio 9. You can make requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, reaching way back to about 1979, 78, something like that, if you look it up. Hall & Oates. Never thought I'd be playing Hall & Oates as an oldie, but I'm old and it's old and... You're only as old as you feel, right? Radio 9, WRCT, and Tube City Online.
You got the body, now you want it.
Barbara George on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 1:13. Much more music time. This is Little Miss Dynamite, Brenda Lee on Radio 9.
Emotion. Got me crying, crying again. When will you let this heartache in? Emotion, you get me upset. Why make me remember what I wanna forget? I've been you.
Jay Thurber.
Radio 9 plays more music.
Anyone who ever loved could look at me and know that I love you. Anyone who ever dreamed could look at me and know I dream of you. Knowing I love you so.
The original hits by the original artists on the original scratchy turntables. That was Dionne Warwick here on Radio 9. 122, much more music time. Before that, we heard two in a row from Miss Brenda Lee. New music from Maggie Rogers coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. And also, check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. I'm just looking here to see if we have a nice little public service announcement that we could read to you. None of these. I don't like any of these. I don't want to tell you about any of those. I mean, none of this is interesting to me. Why should I have to read it to you if I'm not interested in it is my question. This is supposed to be a nice little public service announcement.
A website that gives you the power of a library at your fingertips. PowerLibrary.org provides instant access to thousands of publications, ebooks, research
now,
materials,
what am I supposed to do with this?
Educational tools, career options, uh-huh, car repair manuals, and much more. Chat live and get your questions answered 24/7 by a librarian. PowerLibrary.org, Pennsylvania's electronic library. This free resource is brought to you by Commonwealth Libraries and the Pennsylvania Department of Education.
Now, well, you didn't give me anything to do there because you just read it for me. I'm supposed to read the public service announcement, and if you do that, I can't.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain?
A lot of first world problems happening here today.
What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Mostly sunny and hot, although it's kind of overcast out there right now. Looking for a high this afternoon of 85, cloudy overnight 62, sunny on Sunday 86, clear Sunday night 60. Hazy, hot, humid, 90 on Monday, Independence Day. Chance of thunderstorms and showers Monday night, 70. Showers likely Tuesday with a high near 86 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 82 right now in Beaver County, 80 in Butler, and outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 78 at WRCT with new music from Maggie Rogers. Want by Maggie Rogers here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. It's a solid summer weekend. Rocking and rolling and barely controlling, putting a glide in your stride with Van Morrison to take us to the bottom of the hour on Radio 9.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. Playing a new game, laughing and a running, hey, hey, skipping and a jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts a thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Tuesday and so slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding high a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there long. sometimes overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la.
I'm John Shane.
And Scott Ainsley.
And when you get the blues,
be sure to listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast
with Mando Richard.
Won't you enjoy some Whiskey Before Breakfast with me, Mando Richard? Sunday, just after 8 a.m. Tuesday, just after 1 p.m. And Wednesday, right after 5 p.m. Right here on the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City Online Radio.
Thank you very much, Mando. We'll be listening tomorrow morning on Tube City Online Radio. And if we're not listening to that, we'll be listening to Kevin Amos on WRCT. You, in fact, are listening to one of those two stations right now, even as I speak to you with my voice. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. I'm Jay Thurber, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is Radio 9. It's 1:30.
I don't believe it.
I do believe it. It's true.
Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth at $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know. It's a thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroideries on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Not the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
Ooh. Hey, I know how.
Rock and roll!
Oh, that's beautiful.
We got a lot of little teenagers, blue-eyed groupies. We'll do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies?
Don't
see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover.
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Five, five copies for my fellas. Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
This is Tiger Radio. It's the one that's on the go. Wonderful.
Tube City Online Radio.
Music from Graham Nash here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. And this is Jackalamo. A lot of people call me that, Jay Alamo. I don't understand it.
Want to get an MRI of your brain?
Oh, I had one and they couldn't find nothing.
More music now.
Thank you.
Kramer on the rebound here on Radio 9. Coming up later on in the show, we are going to check your radio calendar for today, July 2nd, 2022. We're also going to talk about the new Elvis movie. Wife and I went to see the Elvis movie yesterday. Short review. It's ridiculous, but very entertaining. So we'll talk about that maybe in the 2 o'clock hour. These are the Beatles.
Oh, dear, what can I do? Baby's in black and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? She thinks of him and so she dresses in black. And though he'll never come back, she's dressed in black. Oh dear, what can I do? Baby's in black and I'm feeling blue. Tell me, oh, what can I do? I think of her, but she thinks only of him. And though it's only a whim, she thinks of him.
RCT.
Why did that cut off so when I wanted to play this instead? I'm on the struggle bus today. Have you noticed that? I'm noticing it.
Here she comes now, say morning, morning. Well, shoot 'em down, turn around, come on,
yeah. Wonderful weekend.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded.
Leading the Blue Jays right now by a score of 5-1. The Yankees leading the Cleveland Guardians by 4-2. We're going to check sports for you in just a couple of minutes. More music after these messages.
We're all busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Ooh, there's gonna be fireworks,
fireworks
on the 4th of July.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue fireworks like diamonds in the sky. Gonna shoot the entire works on fireworks that really show, oh yeah. We declared our liberty 200 years ago.
Yeah.
In 1776,
fireworks.
There were fireworks too.
Red, white, and blue.
The original colonists, you know their tempers blew. Like Thomas Paine once wrote, it's only common sense.
Only common sense.
That if a government won't give you your basic rights, you better get another government. And though some people tried to fight it, well, a committee was formed to write it. Benjamin Franklin, Philip Livingston, John Adams, Roger Sherman, Thomas Jefferson, they got it done. The Declaration, the Declaration of Independence,
oh, yeah.
In 1776,
right,
Continental Congress said that we were free. Said we had the right of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Ooh, when England heard the news, they blew their stack. But the colonists lit the fuse. There'd be no turning back. They'd had enough of injustice now. But even if it really hurts, oh yeah, if you don't give us our freedom now, you're gonna see some fireworks. And on the 4th of July they signed it, and 56 names underlined it. And now to honor those first 13 states, we turn the sky into a birthday cake. They got it done. The Declaration, the Declaration of Independence in 1776. Continental Congress said that we were free. Said we had the right of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
We hold these truths to be self-evident,
that all men are created equal,
that they are endowed by their Creator
with certain unalienable rights,
that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And if there's one thing that makes me happy, then you know that it's there's gonna be fireworks.
Grady Tate, drummer and singer on that song from Schoolhouse Rock here on this 4th of July weekend.
Plays good guy hit.
Music.
These are the Rascals. Sports and weather coming up next. We'll have PNS News for you, too, at 2 o'clock, so stay tuned for that.
It's a beautiful
Rascals on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber just as the train rolls by, because the trains keep rolling and so does the music on Saturday afternoons. 1:56, much more music time. Thanks for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me here on the radio. Don't forget this show repeats. It's repeated right there on Sundays from noon until 3, and then again on Wednesdays from noon until 3, but that's only on Tube City Online Radio.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on.
outing for the Pittsburgh Pirates last night at PNC Park. They got plastered 19-2 by the Milwaukee Brewers. Starting pitcher Ronzi Contreras recorded only 5 outs against the Brewers. He was pulled after he allowed 5 hits. And 7 runs. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, White Sox blanked the Giants 1-0. It was the A's over the Mariners 3-1. The Orioles lost to the Twins. Twins 3, Orioles 2. The Dodgers over the Padres 5-1. And right now in the bottom of the 6th inning, it's the Rays leading the Blue Jays by a score of 5-1. Olympian Simone Biles and Megan Rapinoe, a former representative Gabriel Giffords and actor Denzel Washington, are among the first slate of recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom to be handed out by President Biden on Thursday. The medals are the nation's highest civilian honor. And the San Jose Sharks have fired their head coach and his staff after they failed to reach the playoffs for a third consecutive season. 51-year-old Bob Bowner and his staff, well, they posted only 67 wins, 85 losses, and 23 overtime losses in parts of 3 seasons. The team finished in 6th place in their division of the Western Conference.
Steel City weather.
Hot and humid for the next several days in the Pittsburgh area. Looking for mostly sunny skies today with a high of 85, although it's pretty overcast out there right now, at least outside of our weather window. 62 overnight for your low, becoming sunny on Sunday with a high of 86. Independence Day Monday is hot, high 90 degrees. Tuesday, showers likely, maybe even a thunderstorm with a high of 86 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music, it's 80 in Beaver County, also 80 in Butler, 81 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 82 at WRCT. Fontaine's D.C. going to take us to news time. That's new music from Fontaine's, D.C. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. This is 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio McKeesport PNS News is next. It's 2 o'clock.
The Public News Service Joe Newscast, July the 1st, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. The Environmental Protection Agency now has fewer tools to fight climate change. That after the Supreme Court stripped the agency of its authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from existing power plants.
The court's 6-3 ruling along party lines involves the 2015 Clean Power Plan. The court majority ruled it is unlawful for federal agencies to make major decisions without clear authorization from Congress. Jason O'Neill with the Western Values Project predicts existing laws in both blue and red states that go further than federal laws to protect air quality could be eliminated.
Our government's ability to protect us from corporate pollution, including climate emissions, is nearly wiped off. And our future is in question.
New Mexico Senator Martin Heinrich called the court's decision a major step backwards at a time when hydrocarbons are fueling more destructive wildfires, reducing snowpack, and contributing to the state's worst drought in 1,200 years. I'm Roz Brown.
The court ruling does recognize the EPA's authority and responsibility to limit climate pollution from cars and trucks, oil and gas development, and industrial sites. California now poised to become the first state in the nation to give health care to all income-eligible residents, regardless of their immigration status.
The legislature is set to pass the final budget bills this week, which will be signed by Governor Gavin Newsom shortly thereafter. Cynthia Buisa with the California Immigrant Policy Center says this is the fulfillment of an almost decade-long push by the Health for All campaign.
This is very timely, but also long overdue, because for many, many years, many of our immigrant workers who have contributed tremendously to what makes California, California, have gone on without this very important safety net.
This budget deal represents a huge step toward universal health coverage and is expected to benefit about 700,000 people starting in 2024. Opponents cite the cost. The budget includes $625 million to cover the first 6 months of 2024 and allocates $2.1 billion per year after that. This is Suzanne Potter reporting.
Now from CNN, Ketanji Brown Jackson sworn in Thursday as an associate justice to the U.S. Supreme Court, making history as the first black woman on the highest court in the nation. Jackson, who is 51, joins the court as its 116th member. CNN notes in April she was confirmed 53-47 by the Senate to the High Court, that after a series of contentious hearings where Republicans tried to paint her as soft on crime and Democrats praised her judicial record. This is PNS.
Thank you.